Okay, I learned Shemin's Chus, first Shemin Morchazev Befega, Yehuda Ibn Bela, Soch Sharcha Yisrael. Five words, five short words, or parshas by Midbar, here we go. The Baal Turim picks up on a very interesting thing. The Baal Turim is found on the first pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar. And he wants to try to understand why is it the last pasuk of B'chukusai says, Elo mitzvos asher tziva Hashem es Moshe ben Yisrael bar Sinai. These were the commandments that Hashem gave to Moshe at Har Sinai. It's something we're going to dedicate, we're going to re-experience next week by Hashem for Shavuos. And why is it that the first pasuk talks about in a Midbar Sinai ba'ol moed? So he says, I ask the question, what's the juxtaposition of these two psukim? So he says it's to teach a very famous thing, as we know Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us that a person can only be Mikabel Torah if he puts himself in like a midbar. The only thing that exists is the Torah. Lomar. Im ein oda mesim asma ke midbar. To teach us, if a person doesn't make himself like a midbar, ein el yochel le de Torah mitzvahs. You're not able to be able to understand any Torah mitzvahs. That's the famous thing everyone always knows. A lot of yeshivas, I know there's yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, they take the phones away before you go into the Beis Midrash, because you have to make yourself, you have to make yourself completely there, completely one with the Torah. You can't have any distractions. Number two, the Noam HaElimelech writes an amazing idea on the first pasuk as well. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai ba'Ol Moed." Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of in the Ol Moed, and it was the first day of the second month. But the Noam HaElimelech writes an amazing thing on the four words b'Midbar Sinai ba'Ol Moed. It says Midbar Sinai. We know that Sinai is a code word for Anova. It's a code word for humility, right? We know the famous Chazal, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all of the mountains, coming with Shavuos next week. Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains and asked them, why should I give the Torah on your mountain? And he went to every single mountain, and he came to Sinai. Sinai had the tremendous anova. I'm the smallest, I'm nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Dafka, because you're so humble, it's gonna be given on your mountain. Says the Kedushas, says the Noam HaElimelech, and then we'll get to maybe the Kedushas Levi as a 2b. Says the Noam HaElimelech, when a person's humble, he has to make sure that it doesn't lead to any atzvos. You have to know your strengths, know your talents. Be humble. Be humble. Recognize that you have talents of Oka from Hashem, but make sure it's got to lead to Ol Moed. Ol Moed is a code for Yontif. It's a code for Simcha. When you have a Nava, true Nava leads to Simcha. If your Nava leads to atzvos or feeling down about yourself, then it's not true Nava. True Nava is realizing that you have your kochos to come from Kadosh Baruch Hu and leads you to tremendous Simcha. Parenthetically, 2b, the Kedushas Levi writes, if you look at the opening Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, right? So the Kedushas Levi asked the famous question. He says, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? He got the Torah Al Har Sinai. What does it mean he got the Torah Midbar Sinai, that he accepted the Torah from Sinai? He didn't get the Torah from Sinai, he got the Torah from An Har Sinai. So says the Kedushas Levi, an amazing idea. Kedushas Levi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was not anav mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu learned the humility from Sinai. He learned what it means to be mikabel Torah. When a person has humility, then he's able to learn Torah. As what Tzadik HaKohen says, we say it on Lekai Netzor, "Benafshi ka'afa l'kol tihiyah Kadosh Baruch Hu, make my soul like dust, and then pesach libe besor secha." And then your Torah could be open. Your heart could be open to the Torah. Anova is a pathway for Torah. Moving on to idea number three. My idea number three can be found in Pasuk Aleph, Perek Nun Aleph. The Pasuk says, the traveling of the Levim with the Mishkan, excuse me, Uvintsoa HaMishkan, Yeridu also HaLevim, and when Mishkan would journey, the Levim will take it down. V'chanos HaMishkan, Ikimos HaLevim, Hazar HaKarev Yumas. And when the Mishkan would encamp, and when it was time to be able to rest, the Levim would put it up, and anyone who was not a Kohen, or anyone's not a Levi, excuse me, or as a stranger would approach, they shall die. So Rav Moshe Kubrin, one of the earlier Slonim Rebbe's, writes an amazing idea on these words, Uvintsoa HaMishkan Yeridoso, Chonos HaMishkan Yakimoso. He writes and he says an amazing thing, Uvintsoa HaMishkan. We know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has Yechelek HaKamila on every single Jew, and a Mishkan, every single Jew has the Mishkan inside of them. He says, Uvintsoa HaMishkan, when you're Mishkan, when you feel like you don't have any menuchas nefesh. You don't have any state of mind. You're thinking about a million things. You have no menuchas nefesh. You're just all over the place. Then what is it? You'll read yourself. It's going to be taken down. You're all over the place. Bechanos haMishkan. But when your Mishkan is resting and you're at a good state of mind and your thoughts are clear and you're besimcha and you're happy and you're calm, then what happens? Yakimoso. Then you're able to be uplifted. Then you'll be able to grow in Torah and grow in your Shema and grow in your Midos. But I think it's a tremendous lesson in having menuchas nefesh. When it's been so HaMishkan, your thoughts are constantly traveling and you're worrying about this, worrying about that, you read yourself.
it's a more of a Hasidic shavur. It's going to bring you down. Bechanus Mishkan, right? When things are, when your Mishkan is rested, then Yakimus, so then you're able to be uplifted, and then you'll be able to grow. A beautiful idea from the Kubin Rebbe in Perek Alf, Pasuk Nun Alf. Moving on to idea number four. The idea number four is from the Rav Heschel of Krakow, the Chanuch Sagatora. I believe he was the last Rav in Krakow. So we know famously that the Chazal tell us, in the Pasuk says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the Elo told us Aaron and Moshe, and these were the children of Aaron and Moshe. Rashi famously quotes the Gemara in Yot Tesem and Beis. Why are they called the children of Moshe as well? If you teach someone else's kid Torah, it's as if you would give birth to them. So Rav Heschel Krakow, it says in my Sefer over here, that he was 5 years old, and he learned this Rashi. And then he quoted to the teacher, his Rebbe, the following the Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Chazal tells us, the kavod harav is godol, the kavod having respect for your Rebbe is greater than having respect for your father. Why? The Mishnah says, your father brings you olam haza, but your Rebbe brings you to olam haba. So at the end of the day, says Rav Heschel, how is that meaning, how is that kavod for your Rebbe? Okay, I understand that olam haba is greater than olam haza. But what's the deeper idea? So Rav Heschel said, you want to know why your kavod for your Rebbe is greater than your kavod for your father? He says, because at the end of the day, when you teach your son, when you teach your kid Torah, your student Torah now, when you teach your student Torah, what happens? Not only are you able to teach him Torah and get him to Olam Haba, but it's considered as if you give birth to him. So basically you have two things, right? The biological father only gave birth to him. But now what happens? You got him now, you're going to get him to Olam Haba, but it's also Kilu Yolado. It's also as if you gave birth to him. So two against one, and that's why Kavod HaRav beats Kavod HaAv. Very interesting idea, very interesting diuk from Hever Heschel of Krakow. And now the fifth idea, would be from the Lubavitch Rebbe, and second to last pasuk of the Parsha. The pasuk says, V'zos osu lahem v'chayiv lo yemusu b'gishim eskodesh kadoshim, Aaron Avana v'sam osov ish ish al v'rosov el masov. The pasuk warns that the Kohen and families should be very careful that you should do for them so they shall live and not die. When you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron and his son shall come and assign them every man to his work and his burden. So the Lubavitch Rebbe says an amazing thing. He says, what does it mean that you should approach the holy things like Aaron and Aaron and his sons must first come and appoint each man to his task? What does it mean? So the Torah teaches here, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, that the proper response to, sometimes a person can have challenges. You're going to have begishem as Kodesh HaKadoshim. They're going to be things that are going to, they're going to approach people. You know, in spiritual matters, they're going to rub you the wrong way. This person davens this way, he learns this way. What's the number one approach? You don't battle them. You act like Aaron Uvanov. Begirshim as Kodesh HaKadoshim. When people come arise you, against you next to Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron Uvanov Yavo, V'samosam Ish Ish Avarosav Elmasam. Make sure to act like Aaron HaKohen. Oiv Shalom Rodev Shalom. Make sure your loving kindness will then either neutralize their negativity or get rid of it at all. Says the Lubavitch Rebbe, when someone's going against you in your Yiddishkeit and they're out to get be able to get you, and you know that you're doing the right thing, you don't have to give rayas, you don't have to give proofs, you know that you're doing the right thing, you just accept the tremendous love and tremendous compassion. That's the Aaron HaKohen to go away. So let's review. The Baal Term, we said, why is it the last pasuk talks about the mitzvos? The first pasuk talks about Midbar Sinai. Says the Baal Term, when a person makes himself like a midbar, then he's able to become a mitzvah. So you don't have any distractions, you're able to grow. Moving on to Noam Malimach, so the second idea. When it says b'midbar Sinai ba'ol moed, they got the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. When someone's in a midbar Sinai, you have to make sure that it leads to ol moed. If it leads to sadness, if your anava leads to sadness, it's not real anava. Real anava leads to simcha, which is ol moed. But midbar Sinai anava, then it's ol moed, then it leads to simcha. Moving on idea to idea number three. Idea number three said, from Moshe of Kubrin, that had been so on Mishkan, when your mind's all over the place, Dorito, so you're not able to grow in anything. But Chanos Mishkan, but you're able to rest, you're relaxed, you're calm. Then it's a chemo, so then you're able to continue to grow. Finally, the fourth idea of Heschel of Krakow said, what does it mean, ki'ilu yulada, as if you give birth to him? What does it mean that the Mishnah says that your father is, your Rebbe is greater than your physical Rebbe, your physical father? Because when you teach someone Torah, it's that you bring him to Olam Haba, but it's also ki'ilu yulado. It's also if you give birth to him. So it's two against one. That's why kavod harav beats kavod ha'av. And finally, the fifth idea, the Lubavitch Rebbe says, when someone comes to you in spiritual matters, begishu as kodesh hakadoshim, and they have a lot of tainas, what's the main idea? Aaron of one of Yavo. You should come with the meat of Aaron of Odev Shalom, of Rodev Shalom, Ovi Zeris, and Mekarvin the Torah. And that's why it's Ovi Zeris, Umekarvin the Torah, right? The Vava Chibor. When you love people, umekarvan the Torah. That brings people closer to the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now, going into the last few days before Matan Torah, to take these messages of the Baal Turim, of the Nomei Macha, having Simcha and Anova, make sure that we always have Menuchas and Nefesh, and to make sure that we always approach with people with tremendous Ava, tremendous compassion, even if they have big tainas. At the end of the day, we also have to make sure that if they have the right tainas, that we have to have Anova and tell them that they're right and try to change our ways. But if we're absolutely sure that we're doing the right thing, that we 100% give them the Yosher Koyach, and we leave them with tremendous compassion, tremendous Ahava, Be'ezer Shem Yishbarach Shkoyach.